The United Nations Security Council today condemned North Korea's rocket launch of April 5th. The Council's statement says the missile test violated its resolution of 2006, Resolution 1718, and it calls for expanded sanctions against North Korea. Joining us now is U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice. Hi, welcome to the program again.
Good to be with you, Robert.
One reading of today's resolution is that it's weaker than what the United States and Japan wanted, but it's the toughest that you could get Russia and China to sign on to. Is that accurate?
Robert, we are very pleased with the outcome today in the Security Council. The Council spoke with one voice and sent a very, very strong message to North Korea that it can't violate international law with impunity. We got additional sanctions added to the existing regime. We will add companies and entities that will be subject to an asset freeze, and indeed goods and materials that are important to North Korea's nuclear program will be prohibited from transfer there. So we're very pleased with that outcome. We are also pleased at the cooperation that we received from China and Russia and Britain and France and Japan and South Korea, who all came together behind this strong outcome.
But you say that it shows that North Korea can't violate international law with impunity. The 2006 resolution said pretty flatly the Security Council demands that North Korea not conduct any further nuclear test or launch of a ballistic missile. Obviously, they completely violated that.
They did, and they will suffer consequences as a result. The resolution that was passed in 2006 opened the door to sanctioning companies, but didn't actually take the subsequent step of designating companies to be sanctioned. What we agreed today is that we will add, for the first time, companies that will be subject to this asset freeze. So there will be significant consequences as well as additional critical goods added to the list that will not be allowed to be transferred to or from North Korea.
But the list from 2006 was Well, it mentioned weapons, goods related to the nuclear program, goods related to other weapons programs, luxury goods. Give us an example of a particular application of the sanction that will be remarkably different and bring much more pressure on North Korea than the old list.
Well, Robert, I think the most important additional element to this sanctions regime will be the adding of companies, none of which were designated in 2006.
You'll name them. They'll be named by the Security Council.
Named companies that are integral to North Korea's nuclear program and its proliferation activities, whose assets will be frozen all around the world.
I mean, one possible reading of what's happened over the past couple of years is that the calculus of demands and the threat of sanctions just doesn't work with North Korea. Do you still have confidence that that calculus will work?
Well, I certainly wouldn't claim that UN Security Council action or sanctions alone will be sufficient pressure on North Korea. That's why one of the important elements of what we agreed today was to work for the resumption of the six-party talks, where we can combine a wider range of pressures and incentives to achieve our shared goal of a denuclearized Korean peninsula.
Yeah, the statement called... Yes, go ahead.
But what we accomplished today, very importantly, is to speak with a united voice condemning this action, making it clear that it is a violation of international law, demanding that it not happen again, and making it clear also, very importantly, that North Korea can't get away with putting a satellite on top of its missiles and claiming that somehow that doesn't violate international law. The Security Council was very clear in closing any perceived loophole there and then imposing the consequences that I've described. But North Korea is undoubtedly one of the most difficult and recalcitrant countries out there. And this is only one piece of the puzzle that the U.S. and others need to put in place to increase the pressure on North Korea to halt its nuclear program and its proliferation activity.
As you said, the statement calls for a resumption of the six-party talks. How likely is that, and how soon is it likely?
Well, I think it's reasonable to expect that North Korea's actions in launching its missile and, indeed, the Council's actions today will result for a period of time in a further pause of these six-party talks. But part of the careful negotiations that we undertook with other members of the Council, including China, was to strike the right balance so that North Korea recognizes swiftly that it's in its interest to rejoin these talks and to continue. But we recognize that there may be a period of time following this very provocative act, where all the parties concerned may take a little breathing space.
Ambassador Rice, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Robert.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice.